Bruno Soares e Jamie Murray, o irmão de Andy, decidem a final de duplas logo mais no Aberto de Tênis da Austrália de 2016. Eles enfrentam os canadenses Daniel Nestor e Radek Stepanek. Nessa entrevista coletiva, Bruno e Jamie falam sobre a sintonia da dupla, como eles estão se dando bem e por que Bruno resolveu terminar sua parceria com o austríaco Alexander Peia. Vocês estão surpresos com a sua parceria? É apenas seu segundo torneio e agora vocês estão na final do Aberto de Tênis da Austrália, o seu primeiro Grand Slam.
Yes and no. We know each other really well. We know our games really well. So for me, it was just a matter of just getting together, you know, playing a few matches. I had the feeling we're gonna have an understanding pretty quick. It's a bit surprising how well it's been going, but I mean from after the first week, I would say I'm not surprised. If you asked the same question in December, I would say maybe a little more time. But after we played three matches in Doha, I saw that we clicked really fast. Jamie, he knows my game really well, and me on his game. It's fairly quick, but something that I was expecting to happen. Well, I think we complement each other well. Jamie, he's really good at the net, really fast. He puts a lot of pressure. And one of my abilities is to make balls from the back. When I'm playing well, I'm quite consistent on returns and second balls. So that allowed Jamie to be aggressive and play his game really strong. And vice versa. I mean, he's got a great serve. He helps me a lot when I serve. I don't have a big serve. I have a decent serve, but it's not a weapon. So I need somebody at the net to help me out. So I think it's basically how we complement each other.
You know, I really wanted to play with Bruno. He was the guy that I really thought I could do good things with. Louis, my coach as well, he's really pushing me to go and try to play with Bruno. And, you know, thankfully he wanted to play, and I really believe we could do a lot of great things on the court together. I mean, like Bruno says, you never know exactly how it's going to work out, but you know, I think from our first match in Doha, we had good vibes on the court together. Felt comfortable, kind of knew what he was trying to do on the court, and you know, he's really good at trying to set me up to do what I can do best up at the net, and yeah, it's been going good ever since. And you know, 3 weeks later, we find ourselves in the final, and it's, you know, it's a great achievement for us. But we want to go one step further. Yeah.
Bruno, o que você espera dessa final do Aberto da Austrália, especialmente depois da vitória no torneio de Sydney?
Especially after Sydney, I expect something good. Tough to say how good. We were almost at perfect. One more match would be perfect. But no, I had a good feeling. Sydney plays fairly similar to here, and we played a very solid week in Sydney. I mean, we beat some very good teams, especially semis and finals. So I think this gives you an extra confidence and also motivation to come to a slam. You know, sometimes you lose early and then you come here with some not so sure about what's going to happen. Yeah, some worries and doubts. But I thought, coming after title and especially, you know, starting the partnership and having played seven matches already, I mean, I was feeling good. You gelled? That's the word you use?
Yeah,
we gelled fast. So I knew we could perform well here.
Por que você trocou de parceiros? Por que terminou a parceria com o austríaco Alexander Peia e aceitou o convite de jogar com Jamie?
Well, we played almost 4 years together. We had 2.5 amazing years. Last year was a bit rough. I don't think we played bad. We lost a lot of close matches, match points, champions breaker. I just thought was a good time to try something different. I was not really looking for someone. And then with the opportunity to play with Jamie was something that made me think about, and then when we talk about, I'm very good friends with my former partner, with Alex, and we decided, you know, it's going to be good for both of us, kind of just to, you know, try something new, something different, get a motivation, a different motivation for the beginning of the season. And I mean, plus having a good friend and a great player to play with in this season it made my decision easier. I mean, it's tough to make to split after such a successful year. But I think it was just last year was the right time. I think for us, it's was more difficult than for me, because we kind of dropped our level in terms of results, and he had his best year. So I felt very honored to get the invitation to play with him. But for me, I thought was a great deal. He was coming from a lot of great weeks after Davis Cup as well. I think this was very big for them. For me, it was just the right time to do it.